请我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and going hungry, of being plenty, of having plenty and of being in need.
这里保罗说，谁是谁在，他都得到秘诀。
Paul says here that under all circumstances, he has learned a secret.
这是一个灵性成熟的表现。
This is a sign of spiritual maturity.
在每一个环境里面，保罗都知道啊，应该怎么样来面对。
That is, in every circumstance, Paul knows how to face the circumstance.
有时候我们在看我们自己的一生，常常会感觉到真的环境的变化是我们当初所没有料想得到。
If we look at our lives, we find that we encounter many events in life that we did not expect.
或者我们看我们周围的人，你就发现一生当中有时候环境变化好多次。
And if you look at the people around you, you've seen that in their lives, things have changed drastically for them.
那这些都是在神的控制之下。
And all these changes are under the control of God.
圣经说，如果没有神的允许，连一根头发也不会掉落。
The Bible tells us that if God does not permit it, one hair on your head will not fall to the ground.
所以这些环境的改变是神的允许。
So all the changes in our environment are under the guidance of God.
那有时候是神刻意的安排。
And sometimes it is a special plan by God.
那我们信主之后，我们一切的一切到最后的目标就是以属灵的方向来看。
And so once we have believed, our life goal should be a spiritual goal.
为什么神爱我们，他允许我们的环境不断在改变？
Why is it that God loves us, yet he lets our environment keep changing around us?
到最后一个目标，就是要借着不同的环境来塑造我们的灵性。
And the reason is that he wants to train us our spirituality under different circumstances.
因为不同的环境，我们有不同的学习。
Because under different circumstances, there is a different lesson for us to learn.
不同的环境有不同的长进。
And different environments, culture, different kinds of growth.
所以经历过各种不同的环境，我们就会在不同的方向来成长成熟。
And so if we experience different kinds of circumstances, we can grow in various ways.
因此环境不是要击倒我们。击倒。
The changing environment is not meant to defeat us.
环境是要提升我们。
Rather, it is a way to elevate us.
这个我们从保罗的书信里面看得很清楚的。
So you can see this in Paul's letters.
因此在每一个环境，如果我们发现我们灵性一直在进步，那就是我们感谢的地方。
If we find that our spirituality is growing in all circumstances, then it is a reason for us to praise God.
那要在每一个环境灵性都一直在长进呢，这个要去学习。
And in order for our spirituality to grow in all circumstances, it is something we have to train and learn.
所以保罗说我已经学会了，十一节。
And in verse 11, Paul says he already learned it.
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这已经我已经学会了。
And he has learned to be content under all circumstances.
我们常常听人讲说活到老学到老。
We often hear the saying that you live until an old age and you keep learning all the way.
我们讲这句话的时候常常指着知识上。
But when we say this, we refer to attaining more and more knowledge.
所以有时候我们看到常常人一离开学校以后就没有再读书啊。
We often say that when people leave school, they stop studying.
因为没有在读书，没有在接触新的知识，所以没有在成长。
Because you're not studying or learning new things, you cease your growth and knowledge.
有一次我在看到一篇文章在介绍哈佛大学。
Once I read an article about Harvard University.
他最后的结论说，哈佛的精神就是永远不满足的精神。
And the conclusion of the article was that what Harvard taught was the spirit of constant learning.
所以从这个学校毕业，一直经过几十年以后，他们还继续不断一直在读书，一直在成长。
And so the graduates of Harvard University, even after they graduate from the university, keep learning and learning all their lives.
我们今天在属灵上也是在学习。
And so in our spiritual lives, we are learning.
活到老学到老。
And if we live until old age, we will keep learning.
就是从神所让我们经历的各种不同环境、不同的事情当中，不断的自我提升、向上成长。
And so under the different circumstances that God puts us in, we can continue to elevate ourselves and grow.
那如果能够这样的话，我们就不会看到有人在顺境跌倒，也不会看到有人在逆境埋怨。
And if we know this, then we will not complain or stumble along the way.
因为每一个环境都是让我们成长。
Because we know that under all circumstances, God is helping us to grow.
我们仔细看，有的人只能够处顺境，不能处逆境。顺境就是 adversity.
Some people cannot withstand adversity.
有的只能够处顺境啊。
And they can only survive under good conditions.
那逆境来他就倒了。
But once adversity comes, then they fall.
但有的倒过来。
But some people survive in the opposite circumstance.
有只能处逆境，但是没有办法处顺境。
Some people can thrive under adversity, but cannot thrive when things are going well.
你如果看到生活环境不好，生病，很认真祷告，很认真在追求神。
For instance, some people, while they are ill, they pray very fervently and urgently pursue God.
或者失业。
Or in terms of business.
失业，好多叫。
Or if they've lost their job.
那你就发现他灵性一直在成长。
Then we notice that they keep growing spiritually.
但是现在开始顺利了。
But then their life becomes very smooth.
在教会里面就消失了。
And they stop going to church.
甚至在我们北加州也有。
And we've seen this in Northern California.
不只是在这里，很多地方都有。
Not just here, but this is a phenomenon we see everywhere.
那得过神很大恩典并得医治的，现在在教会看不到。
Some people have had their sicknesses cured by God, but they don't come to church anymore.
很少看到。
Or we almost never see them.
因为顺利。
Because their life is going well.
找到好工作。
They found a good job.
高的收入。
And they have a good salary.
所以就很少在教会里面出现。
And so they stop coming to church.
但有的就倒过来。
Some people are the opposite.
就在顺境当中，我们常常可以看到他很热心在服侍神。
When things are going well in their lives, they fervently serve God.
但是困难一来到。
But as soon as difficulties arise,
他就没有办法再信仰继续下去。
Then their faith ceases.
觉得说我这么爱神，今天我怎么遇到这个事情？
They may think, I love God so much, why does this happen to me?
我为神做这么多工作，为什么这个事情会临到我？
I did so much work for God, and why did these bad things happen?
如果能够在顺境逆境当中都能感谢，
If you can always be thankful in good or bad circumstances,
那就是我们灵性成长一个标记。
Then it is a sign of our spiritual growth.
那保罗在写腓立比书的时候，很显然，这个时候他是在逆境当中。
It's very obvious that when Paul's writing Philippians, he was under a tribulation.
因为他是被关到监牢里面。
Because he was in prison.
所以腓立比书是监狱中所写的一封书信。
So Philippians was a letter he wrote while he was in prison.
那我们在这个腓立比书里面仔细来想想看，保罗在监牢里面能够发出喜乐的声音，这个就是他得秘诀的一个表现。
And so we can see throughout the letter of Philippians that he is very joyful, although he is in prison, and this is because of the secret that he learned.
他在监牢里面写出来的书信安慰很多受苦的人。
The letters he wrote while he was in prison comforted many people who were suffering.
这个就是他的成长。
And this is Paul's growth.
我记得。我1995年到，到中国大陆去访问。
I remember in 1995 I went to China to visit.
因为我们的印象里面呢，就是48年以后教会受到很大的逼迫。
And under my impression, in after 1948, the churches were greatly persecuted in China.
信仰不是很自由。
And the, there was no religious freedom. And so there were many underground churches.
1995年去访问，我们发现，我们去访问是我们得到造就。
But when I came, went to visit China, I found that I was the one who was edified.
你看他们的信仰是很成熟，是非常有力量。
I saw that their faith was very mature and they were very strong.
生活中充满神的恩典。
And their lives are full of God's blessings and grace.
是我们从他得到造就。
And so we, the pastors, were edified by them.
有时候我们好像当传道者常常去地方，去医院，去各种不同家庭访问。
As a pastor, we often visit hospitals or families.
那我们的印象常常说，你去访问是去帮助别人。
And our understanding is, when we visit someone, we are there to help that person we're visiting.
那信徒有这个想法。
And the many believers have this kind of concept.
我没有事情，你怎么来访问我？
You may think, there's nothing wrong with me. Why are you visiting me?
是不是我有什么问题？
Is there something wrong?
不是的。
That's not true.
访问有时候就是让你去学习。
When we visit, we want to learn something.
所以有时候我们从很多的信徒当中学习很多。
So when we visit the believers, we learn a lot from their lives.
因为我们在不同的环境里面看到他们属灵所发出那个荣耀神的这种声音。
Because we can see that under different circumstances, the believers can manifest the glory of God.
让我们造就很多。
And so it really edifies us.
那个保罗在监牢里面他写这么美的书信。
So when Paul was in prison, he wrote such beautiful letters.
因为在监牢里面他灵性成熟了。
Because in prison, his spirituality matured.
那我们来看看几点，保罗在监牢里面怎么得到秘诀。
And so we can study several points in which Paul's spirituality grew.
我想保罗在这个腓立比书里面有一个秘诀，就是在逆境当中要喜乐。
And one of the secrets Paul talks about in the book of Philippians is how to be joyful under adversity.
这个是非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important point.
我们现在看 第四节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
当然这是一种 对腓立比教会的信徒的勉励，但是其实也是在讲他本身的体验。And
this verse was actually said to encourage a Philippian church, but it is also something that he truly feels inside.
逆境常常使人受苦。When
we are under troubles, it causes us to suffer.
摩西在诗篇90篇里面提到他的人生。In
Psalm chapter 90, Moses talked about his life.
我们看诗篇的90篇。Let's
turn to Psalm 90.
15节。
The prayer that Moses makes to God. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, in as many years as we have seen evil. Sometimes, while we're suffering, we count the days we suffer.
但是有时候我们受苦是用年来算。
But some of us count our years of suffering in years.
那摩西的受苦是用年来算的。 And
so the time that Moses suffered, he counted in years.
在旷野牧羊，这是40年的受苦。When
he was a shepherd in the wilderness, he suffered for 40 years.
要经过这个旷野进到迦南地是40年的受苦。
And to pass through the wilderness to the land of Canaan in 40 years was also a suffering for Moses.
他没有求神叫他不要受苦。
He never asked God to not let him suffer.
但他只求神叫他有喜乐的心。
But he asked God to give him a joyful, glad heart.
那摩西是神人。
Moses was a man of God.
灵性很高。
And his spirituality was very elevated.
保罗灵性也很高。
And Paul's spirituality was also very elevated.
他说我活着就是基督。
He said, I live for Christ.
To live is Christ.
To live is Christ.
他们两个人对受苦态度一样。
And so these two men, their attitude towards suffering is the same.
求神，就是要靠神在受苦当中能喜乐。
They rely on God to be joyful in their sufferings.
那怎么样能够喜乐？
So how can we be joyful?
我们现在看 第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
应当 腓立比4章6节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑, 只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
人在患难当中、逆境当中、挂虑很多。
When you are going through some troubles, you worry a lot.
挂虑多，你没有办法喜乐。
And the more you worry, the less you are able to be joyful.
好像现在经济不好，有的人就被解雇了。
For instance, now the economy is not so good, and people are very worried.
解雇了 ，not fine.
The economy is not so good, so many people have been laid off.
你这一被解雇以后，你的家庭生活、你的房子付款，什么都问题出来了。
And once you've been laid off, you have problems paying the bills for your house and just your day-to-day living.
那你要一无挂虑，这个不简单啊。
If you want to go through this period of time without worrying, is not easy.
那怎么做？
So how do you go about it?
要借着祷告。祈求感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
This verse tells us, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
所以患难中要喜乐，就是要一无挂虑。
So in order to be joyful during your tribulation, you have to not worry.
那一无挂虑的来源就是要常常祷告。
And in order to not worry very much, you have to pray very often.
那祷告的内容就是要交托。
And so the reason why you pray is to bring these problems to God.
每一次交托，一直交托到你把你的担子好像交给神，你已经心里平安了。
And so if you keep passing to God all your problems, then your heart will be at peace.
这个有时候需要时间。
And so this requires time.
因为有时候你信心不够。
Because sometimes our faith is not enough.
有时候你可能要祷告半个钟头。
Sometimes you might have to pray 30 minutes.
有时候你可能要祷告一个钟头。
Or maybe even 1 hour.
祷告你的心觉得平安，这个才交托出去了。
So you have to pray until your heart is at peace. Then all your requests have been made known to God.
你的心还有忧虑，还不平安，还在祷告。
If your heart is unsettled, keep praying.
一直祷告你已经交出去了。
And so keep praying until you have passed all these worries to God.
那你心就平安了。
And then your heart will be at ease.
那喜乐就在里面了。
And then you'll have joy in your heart.
所以第七节说，神赐人出乎意外的平安，要在基督耶稣里保守你们心怀意念。
Verse 7 tells us, And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这个平安叫 beyond your understanding, 就是你很难了解的。
And so this peace that God gives us is beyond our understanding.
就是别人看你，奇怪，他生活在那个环境里面，怎么看起来都不会烦恼。
Which that means people will look at your life and be very amazed. He is living under such a hard time, yet he is not worried.
情绪很平静。
He seems to be very calm.
跟他谈话又觉得很喜乐。
And if you talk to him, he seems to be in a good mood and joyful.
这个是头脑想不通的。
And this is something that we cannot understand with our minds.
那这种平安从哪里来？
So where does this peace come from?
就是你不断的祷告交托交出去了，你就平安了。
So if you keep praying and praying and giving your problems to God, then you will be at peace.
那这个患难当中祷告一定要持续。
And so when we pray in our troubles, we have to be persistent.
那有时候不是一次。
And so that means you don't pray just once.
有时候你今天交托出去了。
So maybe today you have given your worries to God.
明天起来烦恼又来了。
And the next morning you wake up and the worries come back to your mind.
那烦恼来你又再祷告。
And then when these worries come, you have to pray again.
可能要祷告很久。
Maybe you have to pray a long time.
一直到你交托出去为止。
So you keep praying until you feel that you have given God all your problems.
那就在这个不断祷告交托当中，你发现你的灵性一直在进步。
And in this process of praying and giving all your worries to God, you will find that your spirituality is growing.
因为祷告多，圣灵充满，神赐给我们信心，灵性就提升。
Because the more you pray, the more you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, and God will give you the faith to keep going on.
那这是保罗说他得秘诀，在逆境中得秘诀一个很重要的他学到了一点。
And so this is a very important point of the secret that Paul learned.
要靠主常常喜乐。
To rely on the Lord and rejoice in the Lord.
要借着祷告把忧虑交托给神。
And through prayer we can give our worries to God.
我们就可以体验到超乎意外的平安。
Then we can experience a peace that transcends understanding.
再看第四章的第一节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 1.
我所亲爱我想念的弟兄，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown.
这里保罗在提到腓立比教会的信徒，就是他的喜乐，就是他的冠冕。
Here Paul says that the believers of the Philippian church are his joy and his crown.
这不只在第四章提到。
And this is not mentioned just once in chapter 4.
在第一章，在第二章，保罗都提到。
And Paul mentions this in chapter 1 and chapter 2.
好，再看第四章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 10.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没有机会。十一节。
Verse 11.
我并不是因为缺乏说这个话，我论在什么情况都可以知足。保罗在患难当中啊，给他一个力量的，就是他有感受到腓立比教会对他的爱。
While Paul was in tribulation, a source of strength for him was the love of the Philippian church.
他自己一个被关到监牢里面。
He himself alone was locked in the prison.
但是他感受到这个腓立比教会虽然离开很远，对他的爱没有减少。
But he could feel the love of the Philippian church.Even though they were far away.
所以他就觉得在患难当中没有孤单。
So in his troubles, he did not feel he was alone.
这是人要面对患难第二个秘诀。
So this is another secret to facing tribulation.
要活在爱里面。
We need to live in love.
你在患难中就有力量可以面对。
And then when you are an adversary, then you can face it.
我记得我们教会有一个长者，有一次生病，住在医院里面。
I remember in church there was an elderly brother who was in the hospital. He was ill.
其实他在教会里面做很多圣工。
And he had done a lot of holy work in the church.
就有一个教会的宗教教育系啊，那个他们就买了一张那个慰问卡，所有学生都签名。
And so the religious education, the kids bought a card and they all signed their name, a get well card for the brother.
那个长者接到那一边卡片，他非常受感动。
And so when this elderly brother received this card from the children, he was very touched.
给他受到很大的安慰。
And he was very comforted.
有时候我们遇到患难也是这样。
And so when we encounter troubles, we are like this also.
一个电话，或者别人送了一张慰问卡。
A phone call or a get well card.
这个都是一个让你得到力量，一个很大的方法。
These gestures give us a strength.
我记得我的最小的一个女儿，在一年前生病。
I remember my youngest daughter about a year ago. She was sick.
生完病以后，她就不敢去学校。
After she got well, she was afraid to go to school.
每一次想到学校，她就怕。
Every time she thought about school, she got afraid.
她真的这个真的是没有药医啊，不敢去学校。
And there is no cure for a fear of going to school.
怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
那个时候我就一直有感受到弟兄姐妹的爱。
And so during that time, I felt the love of the brothers and sisters.
有一个信徒到我家来，要我们一起进食祷告。
And a believer came to our church to fast and pray with us.
一天呢，没有吃也没有喝。
One day we did not eat or drink.
祷告一下，休息啊，祷告一下，一天呢。
So we prayed and rested, prayed, and for one day.
那这个信徒的爱就让你觉得得到力量，不孤单。
And so this, the love from this believer gave us strength, and we did not feel lonely.
时间到，神功课学会了就过去了。
And so we had learned the lesson that God has given us.
我也听过一个信徒在见证。
And I also heard a testimony by another believer.
他家里有一个人离世。
A family member had passed away.
后来有一个传道人常常到他家去。
And there was a pastor who frequently visited them.
也没有跟他讲很多话。
And the pastor never said much to him.
就是每一次到他家就邀他一起祷告。
Just that every time he went to his house, he would ask that they all pray together.
他已经过了30年，他很怀念这件事情。
And this event has occurred 30 years ago, but this believer remembers.
就是在患难当中，有人真的。有真情来爱他。
That is, even in his most troubled times, there was someone who truly cared and loved them.
让他感到温暖，让他得到力量。
So he felt the warmth of their love and was strengthened.
让他觉得在患难中他并不孤单。
So that he knew that even in his troubles, he was not alone.
有人在爱中在帮助他。
So people helped him out of their love.
所以这个爱的表现呢，其实我们常常都是在想物质上的给予，不一定是这样。
The expression of love, the first thing we think of are the material things.
爱的表现在现在这个社会更是指着用实际的行动去关心别人。
But in this time, we know that an expression of love would be taking your time out to really care for a person.
让他能够得到力量。
So that this person can be re-strengthened.
所以这是保罗所学会的。
And so this is another lesson that Paul learned.
我们现在再看第四章，腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，又有什么德性，有什么称赞，这一些事你们都要思念。第九节。
Verse 9.
你们在我身上所看见、所学习、所领受的，所听见的、所看见的，这一些事你们都要去行，是平安的神就要与你们同在。人在逆境当中啊，非常需要神的同在。
When we are in adversity, we really need God's presence.
像诗篇二十三篇啊，我行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
Psalm 23, though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I am not afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
那在逆境当中，怎么样能够来感受到神的同在？
So under adversity, how can we feel God's abidance?
这个第八节跟第九节在谈到两件事情。
So verse 8 and verse 9 talk about two things.
第八节说，这一些事你们都要去思念。
Verse 8 tells us that we should think about these following things.
那第九节说，这一些事你们都要去行。
And verse 9 it tells us that we need to do these things.
所以这个在患难当中啊，一个就是要思念，要动头脑去想。
So that is to say, when we are in suffering, we have to think about things.
要想什么
？What should we think about？
两个重点。
There are two main things.
在传道书里面说
，In Ecclesiastes it says，
患难中你们要思想。
In troubles we should think。
就是想说，为什么神让这件事情发生在我身上
？We should think， why does God let this happen to me？
到底神要我学什么
？What does God want me to learn？
这是一个很重要思想的方法。
So this is a very important approach to pondering.
因为你如果能够想得出来
，because if you can think of a reason，
那这一次我们在不顺利当中受苦就没有白费。
Then this time that we suffer is not wasted.
那这是一个信主跟没有信主人一个很大不同的地方。
This is one of the main differences between someone who believes in God and someone who does not.
对一个信主来讲，受苦是可以解释的。
To a person who believes in God, suffering can be explained.
因为可以解释，所以你可以找出它的意义。
Because it can be explained, you can find the meaning in suffering.
因为可以找出意义，所以受苦变成有帮助。
And because you know there's a meaning to the suffering actually helps you.
但是对一个没有信仰的人来讲
，But to someone who has no faith,
不是全部的，绝大部分受苦找不到原因。
Most people of that category cannot find a reason for suffering.
所以受苦没有得到什么。
So after they suffered, they didn't learn anything.
因此受苦变得很可怕，因为你没有得到什么，一直受苦啊。
Therefore, suffering becomes very terrible because after you went through it, you got nothing out of it.
因此我们在这个受苦当中很重要，要学习。
So while we are suffering, there's something we need to think about and learn.
有一个传道人在台上见证。
Once there was a pastor who testified on the pulpit.
所以有一阵子啊，他太太魔鬼做工。
For a period of time, Satan worked in his wife.
做工得很厉害啊。
And he worked very mightily in her.
他必须要请假回家照顾他太太。
And the pastor had to take time off to take care of his wife.
本来他太太被送到医院去啊。
At first, his wife was sent to the hospital.
然后他就赶快赶去那个医院。
And so the pastor went to the hospital to check on her.
他从他太太讲的话、看的表情，他发现这个不是医院能医的。
And from the things that she said and the way she conducted herself, he could tell that this is nothing that not something that the hospital can cure.
因为这是灵界的问题。
Because this is a problem of spiritual matters.
所以他就 出院了，把爸爸太太办出院。
And so he took his wife out of the hospital.
自己在家里祷告。
And so he prayed by himself in their house.
大概几个礼拜的好起来。
And after several weeks, she was healed.
后来有一个长老遇到他。
One day, an elder met with him.
只问他一个问题。
He asked him one thing.
说你知道为什么你太太会发生这个事情吗？
Do you know why this would happen to your wife?
他说知道。
And the pastor said, yes, I know.
那个长老没有再继续问他为什么。
And the elder did not ask him what the reason was.
因为这个长老问这个问题主要是要让要 make sure, 要知道说他知道到底神要教他学什么。
The reason why the elder asked this question was to make sure that the pastor learned what God wanted him to learn.
那既然他知道了，那就达到目的了。
And since the pastor did know why,then the goal has been reached.
所以这个患难中要思想。
So when we suffer in tribulations, we should think.
到底神要我们学什么？
What is it that God wants me to learn?
那第二个要思想，就是要思想神的话。
And the second thing we should think about is God's word.
有时候我们人在这个困境当中，你整个头脑都被你的这些困境在缠住了。
Sometimes when we're in suffering, our minds are totally enveloped in.Wrapped up in all the troubles around us.
最近我们在东部有一个弟兄受洗。
In the East Coast recently, there was a brother who was baptized.
他有肺癌。肺癌。癌 cancer, 肺的癌 cancer。
Lung cancer.
肺。
肺。
对对。
Yeah, lung cancer.
然后现在那个癌症又转到头脑。
And the cancer has spread to his brain.
外表看得好好的，但是其实癌已经到头脑。
And he, on the outside, he looks perfectly fine, but the cancer has already reached his brain.
他说我很喜欢到教会祷聚会啊。
And he said he likes to go to church to attend service.
他就在讲，我自己一个人待在家里面哦，整天都在想，哦，就像这个脑细胞可能长在这里，那个癌细胞可能长到这里。
Because he says when he stays at home, he sits there all day, all he can think about is where the cancer is spreading to in his brain.
他开始算，不晓得还有几天。
And he starts to count, I don't know how many more days I've left.
因为本来讲说明年四月你再洗礼好了。
At first he said, next year, in April I'll get baptized.
因为我们过去洗礼有很多人跑掉，所以我们就比较谨慎了。
Because in the past we've noticed that many of the newly baptized believers would leave the church.
你看那个拿俄米两个媳妇要跟他。
For instance, Naomi, her two daughter-in-laws wanted to follow her.
拿俄米第一次劝，两个都不走。
The first time Naomi told them to leave, the two of them would not leave.
第二次一劝，一个就走了。
And the second time she asked them to leave, one of them left.
有时候洗礼也是这样啊。
Sometimes baptism is like this also.
你稍微把它阻挡下一次洗啊，有的就不来了，就走了。
If you give them a little bit of
叫他说下一次洗礼，有的就不来了。
If you say next time you can get baptized, not this time, then that person will not come back again.
自尊心受损了，不来了。
So this person will just leave and not come back.
我下一次还来啊。
And some of them say, we'll come back to be baptized.
我上一次到南加州，一个青年到机场来接我。
The last time I went to Southern California, a youth came to pick me up.
我问他说，你记得你当初来受洗什么情况吗？
And I asked him, do you remember under what circumstances you were baptized?
他被教会拒绝两次。
This youth was actually rejected by the church twice.
他拒绝两次，他更热心了。他叫教会拒绝我，我应该要更好的表现，他才会通过。
And because the church did not permit him to be baptized twice, he actually worked harder to try and improve his character.
所以洗礼后一直在成长。
So after he was baptized, he kept growing and growing spiritually.
这个教会洗礼不需要勉强，好啦好啦，洗啦洗啦，这个是你依你的属灵病啊，为什么要勉强？
The church's influence on you in terms of baptism should be minimal because this is for your own spiritual growth.
那这个信徒啊，就叫他下四月洗礼，他说不行，我没有办法忍耐到那个时候。
The church told this particular believer that please be baptized next year, but he says no.
我没有办法活到那个时候。
I can't live until that time.
那他每次来教会聚会。
So every time he comes to church,
他的心呢就能够在思想神的话。
He can start to think about God's words.
可以祷告。
And he can pray.
所以每一次聚完会，他觉得心里很舒服、很平安、很喜乐。
So after every prayer, his heart feels peaceful and joyful.
所以人在患难当中，如果没有神同在，这个很可怕。
So if someone is suffering and their God is not with them, it is very terrible.
所以这里说，是平安的神就要跟你同在。
Here it tells us that the God that grants you peace will be with you.
那怎么同在呢?
And how will he be with you?
要思想。
We have to think about
it. 要思想神的话。
We have to think about God's words.
那这个地方讲想思想很多事情啊。
These two verses tell us about many things we should think about.
这一些事情都是正面的、美善的、从上头来的、从众光之父来的。
All these things are beautiful and are from above.
所以说真实的。
These are whatever is just and true.
可敬的。
Whatever is honorable.
公义的。
Whatever is just.
清洁的。
Whatever is pure.
可爱的。
Whatever is pleasing,
美名的,
whatever is commendable,
有德性的,
if there is any excellence,
有什么值得称赞的,
if there is anything worthy of praise,
很多了, 这一个一个解释下去就另外一节了,
and so there are many things that we ought to think about when we're suffering.
你一个一个来想, 你这个头脑里面被这些好的, positive, 积极正面的来充满,
if you keep thinking about these positive things,
那你在这个患难当中那些负面的想法就能够渐渐就被解消了。
Then you will slowly not think about all the troubles you're going through at the present time.
我记得有一个弟兄啊，他经历过离婚的苦。
I know a brother who suffered the emotional stress of divorce.
是他离婚是在他信主以前。
His divorce was before he came to believe in Christ.
因为这样来信耶稣啊。
And because of his divorce, he came to the Lord.
那一段时间他很难过。
And during that period of time, he had a lot of trouble living through that.
那他经过三年了，他才整个人就超越了这些事情。
He got over it in 3 years.
好，那这个三年他怎么过？
So how did he live these 3 years?
他要读圣经。
He read the Bible.
每一次他觉得很难过，读圣经。
Every time he felt horrible, he read the Bible.
那圣经读完祷告。
And after he finished reading the Bible, then he'd pray.
就因为读圣经祷告，经过三年，这样就过去了。
And so through Bible reading and through prayer, he got over his divorce in 3 years.
这是我们啊学习的秘诀，怎么样面对这个逆境。
So this is a secret about how we should face adversity.
那再来说说这一些事啊，你在我身上所领受的、听见、看见这一些事，你要去想。
And it says, keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me.
人在平安的时候很难改变。
When we are in peace, it's hard for us to change.
你觉得我活得好，为什么要改变我的生活？
You may think everything is perfectly fine. Why should I change my life?
又很难啊。
It's very difficult.
那你遇到逆境。
Now once you encounter adversity.
逆境就是改变自我一个最好的机会。
Adversity is a perfect opportunity for us to improve and change ourselves.
比方说。
For example.
我们现在在这个高科技的社会里面。
Right now we're living in a high tech.
压力好多，有的人从上班从早上七八点一直到晚上七八点。
Some people have great pressure. They work from 7-8 in the morning till 7-8 at night.
那这样下来哦，你也没有读圣经，也没有祷告。
If you keep living like this, you have no time to pray or read the Bible.
那拖着疲惫的身心到教会礼拜六做礼拜。
And so then you're like totally tired when you go to church on Saturday.
那现在如果公司把你解雇了。
And so what if the company lays you off?
那这也是一个好机会啊。
Well, it is also a very good time for you.
你从圣经所看的，你要去想。
So you can start reading the Bible and start thinking.
开始调整。
You can try to adjust yourself.
花更多时间来读圣经祷告。
And you can spend more time to read the Bible and to pray.
来培养灵性。
And you can grow in your spiritual life.
因为有一天你找到工作，你可能又没有那个机会了。
Because one day when you find a job, then you won't have a chance to do that.
那你读圣经祷告一多，神就跟你同在。
And the more you read the Bible and the more you pray, then the more God is with you.
那日子就很好过。
So the days will pass by very easily.
所以在逆境当中要行道。
So while we are in adversity, we must follow the word of God.
那这个就是保罗在逆境当中所得的秘诀。
And so this is one of the secrets that Paul learned while he was suffering in adversity.
他说怎样处丰富，也知道怎样处饱足。
He knows how to be content, whether in abundance or in need.
也就是说顺境啊，顺境顺利。
Prosperity.
我们如果看保罗的生活，应该没有什么说很顺利的地方。
If we look at Paul's life, it doesn't seem like anything went smoothly for him at all.
很可能是指的属灵上。
He probably refers to his spiritual prosperity.
做圣工很有果效。
His holy work was very fruitful.
那对我们来讲，顺境可能是指说一切如意。一切如意啊，如你的意思啊。
Sometimes when we are in prosperity, we may think that everything has gone our way.
这个也要学习啊。
And we have to learn during that time also.
人在顺境最大的难处就是谦卑。
When we are in prosperity, the most difficult thing for us to do is to be humble.
你功课比别人好。
Your grades are better than everyone else.
身体比别人健康。
You're healthier than everyone else.
钱赚得比别人多。
You make more money than other people.
能力比别人突出。
You are stronger than everyone.
很容易看不起那跟我们比不上的。
It's very easy to look down on other people.
所以这个属那个秘诀就是谦卑。
So during that time, the secret is to be humble.
所以很多人顺境的开始就是失败的开始。
For many people, the beginning of prosperity is the beginning of their own failure.
没有办法谦卑，就是失败的开始。
If you're unable to be humble, then you will begin to fail.
所以有一次保罗去传福音啊，行很大神迹，人家拿牛羊来献祭给他。
Once Paul went to a place and he performed this great miracle and the people there wanted to offer sacrifices to him.
他马上跳到众人之间，衣服撕破，我是人啊，你怎么拜我？
And he immediately jumped into the multitude and tore his clothes and said, I am a man, how can you worship me?
他很谦卑。
He was very humble.
他知道他不能够越过界限。
Because he knew there was a line that he could not cross.
神有一个界限不能过，一过你就完了。
There's a line that God draws, and you cannot cross it.
但是人一到顺境，常常觉得我就是神，界限就跨过去了。
The problem is when we are in prosperity, we may feel that we are on the level with God, and we can cross this line.
好像尼布甲尼撒王，这不是凭着我的大能大力吗？跨界限已经跨过去了。
For instance, like King Nebuchadnezzar, he boasted and said, "Is not all this from my own efforts?"
一跨过去，王位就完了。
He crossed the line, and his kingship was taken away from him.
所以这个秘诀要谦卑。
So the secret is to be humble.
第二个要用神给我们的顺境来爱神爱人。
And secondly, we should use the prosperity that God has given us to love God and love men.
赚钱不简单啊。
It is not easy to make money.
用钱更不简单。
And it's even harder to use the money correctly.
真的能够拿神给我们来爱神爱人。
If we can truly take what God has given us to love God and to love men,
这个就是秘诀。
Then this is a great secret we ought to learn.
我们教会在发展这个网络事业。
Right now, our church is trying to expand on the internet.
每一年的预算15,000.
Our budget is 150,000.
美国总会要分担7万。
And the USG has set apart
75,000. 75,000. 7万每一年呢。
So every year, the GA has to set aside 75,000.
有一个信徒就说啊，你尽量去募捐，募不到的我都出。
And the one believer said, you just keep doing what you have to do, and everything that you can't make up, I will pay.
我讲他得到秘诀了。
I think he has learned a secret.
他知道神给他就是要爱神。
He knows that what God has given him, he should use what was given to love God back.
如果得到顺境，我们不知道去利用，你到死的全部都空了。
If you have lived a prosperous life but don't know how to use all this money, then when you die, it just goes away.
所以凡事都要得到秘诀。
So in everything, we have to know the secret.
活到老学到老。
So that when we live to old age, we learn.
不同的环境，不同的学习。
Under all different circumstances, there are different lessons to be learned.
凡事都要感谢。
And in all circumstances, we should be thankful.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.